From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Cassidy Arena. The Missouri House is pushing to have the state's residents register to vote by party. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the idea is attracting bipartisan opposition.
The Missouri House narrowly passed legislation last week that would effectively make the state's primaries closed. Right now, a registered voter can request a ballot of any party they want because Missouri doesn't require someone to register as a Democrat or Republican. State Representative Wiley Price joined members of both parties in voting against the plan. He says it will create unintended consequences, pointing to an example of a very young voter.
I've never met an 18-year-old that came in and was just like, I'm going to be in this party for the rest of my life. I mean, they're out there, I guess, but I mean, at 18 years old, you don't even know the core values of either party yet, more than likely.
Representative Jared Taylor's bill still needs another vote to go to the Senate, where Price expects the plan to face substantial opposition. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
It's election day in mid-Missouri, and hundreds of polling stations are set up throughout the area. Steve Korsmeyer is the Cole County clerk, and he says he expects a 19% voter turnout, which is close to 10,000 voters. Korsmeyer says turnout should be high for a municipal election because there are more options on the ballot. Elections for Jefferson City officials and questions regarding the city charter are expected to draw more voters in the city as well. Polls close at 7 this evening. It's also election day in Boone County, and KBIA's Benjamin Brink has more.
Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon says she expects an average turnout of 15%, which is close to 16,000 voters participating in today's election. At the end of the morning rush, she said the number had reached close to 5%.
We see lots of people that come in right when polls open at 6 o'clock. They're coming in before work. There's usually a little bit of a lunch rush, and then after work, there's people that are that have planned their day to, after they get off work, stop by the polling place on their way home.
Lennon encourages voters to visit Boone County's website for information regarding election processes. Polls close at 7 this evening. Benjamin Brink, KBIA News.
Michael Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden, is running for a city council position in Ferguson today. She is facing Keith Kallstrom and Fran Griffin, both incumbents active in several Ferguson boards. McSpadden could have oversight over the police department involved in her son's death. Brown was fatally shot by Officer Darren Wilson 5 years ago, which spurred long-term protests. The grand jury decided not to indict the officer. This is McSpadden's first attempt at leadership, but she has been involved in politics since her son's death. I'm Cassidy Arena, KBIA News, Columbia.